Hi, my name is Brittany Wilson. I'm from Manhattan Beach, California, which is a little beach community right below Los Angeles International Airport in Los Angeles. My major is kinesiology, and I have a physical therapy emphasis, and I'm a sophomore here at San Diego State. I'm taking this physics course because I have to, and that's what my major wants me to do. But I also think it's really good for my major because it gives me a better understanding of how the body works and how the body moves. Physics is important for my major because, for example, if I'm going to be working on someone's arm muscle, I'm going to have to apply a force to the arm muscle to stretch it out, and you know, I'm going to have to understand physics, you know, what the force on the arm is going to have to be in order to do that properly. So that's going to be really important for my major. I also think physics is important because it's in the world all around me. Everywhere you look, you can look at something. There's a force being applied to it. There's something that's in movement. There's something that's at rest. And it's just, it's all around. And I think that's really important to understand the world around you. For example, I was on the train earlier today, and, you know, you can wonder the velocity, the speed that the train was moving at, and the effect of all the people sitting on the train, the weight. And how that affects the velocity of the train. Also, I was watching a baseball game earlier, and I thought, well, physics can apply to this situation as well, because I was wondering, you know, how fast was the baseball hit in order to travel across the field and into the center seats. So yeah, those are just a couple examples of why physics is important, because it's just around us, and everything you look at, you can just see physics being applied. I also think physics is important for intellectual growth because it's all around us, and I think it's really important to understand the world around me and how it works. I don't want to just sit around and take the world in visually. I want to understand how something works, how something functions. I don't want to just see it. And I think physics, you know, applies that. I think, you know, physics can tell me, like, why something is at rest or why something is moving or why something requires a certain force on it in order to move. It just, physics allows us to see a breakthrough through physical reality, just the reality we see and that society creates, and it allows us to see the scientific reality of how things work and how things function. So I think that's also important for the future because it expands the world around us. It allows us to see things into deeper insight, and hopefully that'll allow us to become more creative and think of different things to invent and to improve health and everything. You can just see things so much differently if you understand how physics works. One important thing of physics is the purpose of problem solving, the problem solving method, and I think that's really important because it improves critical thinking skills. If you understand how to use the problem solving method, you're going to be able to work on your critical thinking skills and understand how to identify a problem and solve a problem in a rational manner. You know, the first step of problem solving is to obviously identify the problem. So if you're working on a physics problem, you're going to find out what the question is asking, you know, how far something was thrown or at what velocity it was thrown at. And you're going to, you know, define what variables you need, and then you're going to go about seeing how you're going to find that. So obviously, that first step is important because if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know what the problem is asking for, then you're not going to know how to solve the problem or even where to start. So it's just a good way to get your ideas together and begin the whole thought process, the whole critical thinking process. You know, drawing a diagram also helps. It allows you to become visual and to see how things are reacting in that problem, and it allows you to visualize what you need to solve, and, you know, it can make things a lot easier for you if you can see it. And so then you can find the equation and do all the math, and then once you get your answer, you have to go through reasoning. So you have to see, you know, does my answer make sense? Can I put it in perspective of the problem? If the problem was asking how far a baseball was thrown, and your answer is 5,000 miles, obviously that's not right. No one can throw a baseball 5,000 miles. So somewhere along the line, you've done something wrong. So you're going to have to go back and critically think about how you went about doing this problem. Did you go about it doing wrong, or did you make a mathematical error or something like that? So reasoning helps because you can't just leave your answer on the paper. You need to go back and say, oh, okay, this is what I'm looking for, and this is how it makes sense. So yeah, physics allows you to build your critical thinking skills and understand the world around you, and I think that's great. You know, you're not just learning something basic. You're learning so much more about yourself, about the world around you, and I think that's great. So taking physics at college, you know, college is great. I love it. I love San Diego State University. You know, I came here expecting to get a degree in kinesiology and learn a lot about physical therapy, and I'm getting so much more out of it. I'm making tons of friends, and I'm building connections to help me find a job in the future. I'm learning about myself and how I work in group dynamics, and overall I'm just having fun, and I'm glad I'm having fun, and I'm learning, and I think it's a great experience. All right, thanks.